February 2nd, 1894. The Caribbean Sea. No one on board the old wooden-hulled warship Kearsarge could have foreseen the catastrophe that was about to strike. Displaying the flag and protecting United States' interest in the West Indies, she was on a voyage from Haiti to Nicaragua when her lookout spotted a strange shape in the water a mile off the starboard bow. The black humped back of a strange species of sea monster could clearly be seen with the naked eye.
"What do you make of it?"
Captain Lee Hunt asked his first officer, Lieutenant James Ellis, as he stared through a pair of brass binoculars. Ellis squinted through a telescope. "My first guess is that it's a whale, but I've never seen one move so steadily through the water without showing its tail or diving beneath the surface. Also, there's a strange mound protruding forward of its center." Ellis put down the telescope and turned to Hunt. "Shall we investigate, sir?" Hunt nodded.
"Order a 10-degree turn to starboard. Request Chief Engineer Gribble to increase our speed to full. Turn out the crew for gun station 2 and double the lookouts. I don't want to lose sight of that monster, whatever it is."
Soon the Kearsarge began to close with the strange object that neither increased nor decreased its speed. A gun crew assembled, rammed a power charge and a projectile down the barrel of a 20-pound rifled gun, and stood back.
"Put a shot 50 yards ahead the monster's nose," Hunt shouted through his megaphone.
It was a near-perfect shot, and the shell splashed directly in front of the giant hump. Animal or machine, it ignored the intrusion and maintained its speed and course without the slightest deviation. All hands except the engine room crew were lining the rails now, gazing at the monster that was closer to the bow of the ship with every passing minute. Then the mound on its back flashed and glinted.
"If I didn't know better," said Hunt, "I'd say the sun is reflecting off some kind of window or port."
The gun crew reloaded and fired another shot that struck with a great splash between 15 and 20 yards forward of the monster. As they watched, the strange object slowly slid beneath the waves until it vanished from view. The Kearsarge passed directly over the spot where it sank, but the crew could detect no sign of it in the depths.
"She's gone, Captain!"
one of the seamen called to Hunt.
"Keep a sharp eye out for it," Hunt shouted back. "Some of you men take to the rigging for a better view."
The hours passed, and sunset came as the Kearsarge cruised in ever-widening circles in a fading hope of finding the monster again. Captain Hunt was about to break off the pursuit when a lookout in the rigging shouted down to the deck,
"Monster off the port beam, about 1,000 yards, heading our way."
The officers and crew rushed to the port railing and stared out over the water. It appeared to be coming directly toward the Kearsarge at a very rapid rate of speed. 6 of the Kearsarge's 8 guns roared, their explosive blasts shattering the air as fire and smoke spouted from their muzzles. Staring through his binoculars, Hunt could see the shell from the 20-pounder rifled gun strike the monster's back, bounce into the air, and ricochet across the water like a skipping stone.
"She's armored," he said, stunned.
Unfazed, their nemesis aimed its bow unerringly amidships of the Kearsarge's hull, increasing its speed and gathering momentum for the blow. Several of the officers stood on the railing, grasping the rigging with one hand while firing their revolvers with the other. A typhoon of bullets merely glanced off the armored hull. Hunt and his crew stared in disbelief at the nightmare that was about to ram the ship. But the expected shock never came. All any of the crew felt was a slight shudder beneath the decks. The only sound was the faint crunch of shredding wood. In that frozen moment of time, the unearthly thing had slashed between the Kearsarge's great oak ribs as cleanly as a murderer's knife thrust, penetrating deep inside the hull just aft of the engine room. Hunt gaped in shock. He could see a face through the large transparent viewport on the pyramid-shaped housing on top of the underwater ram. The bearded face had what seemed to be a sad and melancholy expression, as if the man inside felt remorse for the disaster his strange and bizarre vessel had caused. Then the mysterious vessel quickly backed off and fell away into the depths. Hunt knew the Kearsarge was doomed. Down below, seawater poured into the aft cargo hold and galley. He stared at a low coral island not 2 miles away, turned to the helmsman and shouted, "Steer for that reef off the starboard beam!" Not long afterwards, the Kearsarge drove onto the coral bottom of the reef, her keel and hull gouging a path until she came to an abrupt stop and rolled over until she rested on a list of 15 degrees. "Praise the Lord, we're saved," murmured the helmsman, still gripping the spokes of the wheel. Ellis stared thoughtfully over the turquoise Caribbean water. "I seem to remember reading something once about one of our warships," he said to Hunt. "The Abraham Lincoln encountered a mysterious metal monster about 30 years ago. It tore her rudder off."
"Where was this?" asked Hunt.
"I believe it was the Sea of Japan, and at least 4 British warships have disappeared under mysterious circumstances over the past 20 years.